2024, J&amp;K Rentals, north of Road 207, Fitzgerald Road, 200 feet west of U.S. Route 113, a special use exception to place a manufactured home type structure as an office.
Name and address, please.
Randy Duplashan, 23 North Walnut Street, Milford, Delaware.
Spell that, please.
D-U-P-L-E-C-H-A-I-N.
You swear a firm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My name is Randy Duplashan with Davis Cohen and Friedel, 23 North Walnut Street, Milford, Delaware. And I'm here tonight representing Fitzgerald Auto Salvage. And basically what's being requested is they're utilizing a home, which is on this site, as an administrative office. And what they would like to do is consolidate their cash customer office, which is actually a trailer that sits along Route 113. They would like to upgrade that and consolidate that and bring that facility next to the administrative offices, just to make it easier for the administration of their business. So that's basically the request that's before you tonight. The trailer that they're proposing would be a manufactured structure that would actually be an office. It would not be a home. It would be an office that they manufacture and bring on the site. And it's basically a double-wide structure that would be there, 24 by 57, I believe, is the size of the facility. So that is basically the application before you tonight. I know the plan that you have is a little tough to determine exactly what's going on, so I do have an aerial that I could pass out to each individual if you would like.
If you would, please.
Excellent.
Briefly show you.
That would help.
What's happening with the site?
How long would it be before they'd have a permanent structure for this purpose?
I'm not sure when they're deciding or when they're anticipating having a permanent structure, but they were utilizing this as a temporary facility at this point.
Okay. Temporary as to how long?
It has a maximum of 5 years under the code.
I believe that's what they're talking about, is 5 years.
So they don't have plans for a permanent structure, is that what you're saying?
Well, they do. If you look at when the site comes around, this is where the building, right now they have their facilities here, which is their cash customer facilities, and they wanted to utilize it in this location. They are planning on doing some upgrades to the facility. They haven't decided exactly what they were going to do, but that would be incorporated into their upgrades at some time in the future. They haven't told me exactly when that's going to be, but obviously it would have to happen in the next 5 years.
So how will they facilitate their cash customers if they use that particular trailer?
This location? Basically, what's happening is that I guess the cash customers come in here right now, and the building is actually in Delvet's right-of-way. So they couldn't even replace it at that location if they wanted to. So they're proposing to relocate it here. The parking that's shown here would be just for the employees, and then the cash customer parking would be in this location. They would have a window here where they could come up and pay for their services, and then the rest of this portion of the office would be administrative in support of this office building that's existing. So.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to tie it to the septic system, too? You're going to use it as a bathroom?
Yes. There's an existing septic system that is sized. We went to the health department, and they determined that it is sized appropriately to handle this facility as well. And then you can see there's a reserve area on the site if the septic system does fail. So.
Now, this is a separate parcel within the...
It's a separate parcel in the same ownership. That's correct.
Okay. Mr. Ricker, what's the required setback
for what
side and rear on this parcel? Because it appears you want it 5 feet from the property line.
It's a commercially zoned property. I believe that's the correct setback.
That's correct. It only has to be 5 feet. It's a C1.
Okay. Yeah, it is C1. Okay.
Mm-hmm. If that is incorrect, then we will meet the setbacks for the
No, that's correct.
Location.
You're fine. Okay. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Burtman? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Okay, two. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I would suggest the applicant showing uniqueness just by the type of business. I think that the request is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property as it exists, and especially since the existing building is sitting in the dot right away. Don't see where it'll alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and a minimum to afford some relief. I make a motion that we approve case number 10,224.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,224. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Case number 10,224.